KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school sports last night. Atlantic was running in the Grinnell Cross Country Invitational last night. On the girls' side in the varsity race, it was Pella winning a very tight team title with 94 points. Carlisle also had 94 points. They end up finishing in second place. Atlantic placing third, right behind with 98 points, just ahead of Grinnell, who was fourth with 100. North Polk was fifth with a 107 total. There were 15 teams in that race. Individually, Ainsley Erzin of Carlisle was the champion, with Taylor McCready of Atlantic right behind. McCready ran 19 minutes, 43.2 seconds for a second place finish. Also for Atlantic, Carson Rush ran 18th overall. Pluma Pross was 21st. Ashley Went 24th. Madison Botos was 33rd, right ahead of Addie DeArmond, who was 34th. And Abby Altman was 44th in that meet last night. Over on the boys' side, it was Carlisle winning the team title with 31 points. Grinnell, the runner-up, with 89. Pella had 103 points for third place. Benton Community, with a 105 total, was fourth. Atlantic placing fifth overall with 132 points. There were 13 teams in that Grinnell boys' invitational. Matthew Cunningham of Grinnell was the individual champion, with Carter Logue of Carlisle second. Jalen Peterson of Atlantic had a third-place finish last night for the Trojans, running 17 minutes, 45.7 seconds. Also for Atlantic, Evan Brummer was 14th. Brad Dennis was 17th. Zane Berg ran 48th, while Ethan Williams was 52nd in that meet last night for the Trojans. In high school volleyball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston winning over Southwest Valley 3-1. In the Western Iowa Conference, Underwood beat AHSTW in three straight. Tri-Center swept three from Logan Magnolia. Missouri Valley, a 3-game sweep over Riverside. Trainer downed IKM Manning 3-1. And Nottoway Valley beat Audubon 3-1. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Boyer Valley over Maple Valley 3-1. Coon Rapids Baird, a 2-0 sweep over Perry. Coon Rapids Baird beat Earlham 2-1. It was Coon Rapids Baird over Ogden 2-0. Carlisle beat Coon Rapids Baird 2 in a row. Panorama over Coon Rapids Baird 2-0. From the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Griswold 3-1. East Mills over South Page 3-0. Sydney defeated Stanton 3-0. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Central Decatur over Lennox 3-1. In the Missouri River Conference, Abraham Lincoln a 3-game sweep over rival Thomas Jefferson last night. Well, high school football hits week number 3 here this evening, and we'll have high school football for you tonight here on the radio. 8-man football here for you this evening as Griswold is on the road at East Mills. We'll have that contest for you tonight. Our evening starts at 6 o'clock with Who's Gonna Win. We'll follow that up at 6:30 with our pregame show, and at 7 o'clock it's kickoff from Malvern. East Mills and Griswold tonight, 8-man football, the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Rounds out the evening at 10 o'clock tonight. You can hear all that action here on the radio. That game coming to you in 8-man football tonight. Other 8-man matchups this evening include Bedford at Stanton, Essex at Sydney, Clarinda Academy at Fremont Mills, Lennox is at Seymour. Also, Audubon is at Exira EHK tonight. Cam on the road to Glidden Ralston. Coon Rapids Baird is at Woodbine, while West Harrison is at Boyer Valley. Also in high school football tonight in Class A action, it'll be Nottoway Valley at ACGC. Missouri Valley is at Riverside tonight. West Central Valley visits Southwest Valley. AHSTW is at Westwood, while St. Albert is at Logan Magnolia. Games involving Class 1A schools tonight. Missouri Valley is at Riverside. Tri-Center at Underwood. West Central Valley at Southwest Valley. Panorama at I-35. Nottoway Valley at ACGC. 2A matchups tonight include Atlantic at home this evening. Trojans will play their second straight home matchup, coming in with a 1-1 record on the year as they'll host Clarinda tonight. That's in Atlantic this evening. Also, Clark is at Red Oak, Green County at Saydell. Glenwood hosting Kemper Catholic tonight. Trainer is at Shenandoah. Also in 3A action this evening, it's Lewis Central at Abraham Lincoln. Harlan at Carroll. Carlisle is at Creston. Thomas Jefferson is at Denison. Also in 4A action this evening, TJ on the road and Abe Lincoln at home. TJ playing Denison and Lewis Central facing Abraham Lincoln tonight. Well, police say Florida International running back Anthony Jones and offensive lineman Mershawn Miller were shot Thursday afternoon. Jones was shot in the face and back. Miller shot in the arm. Opa-locka Police Chief James Dobson says police believe Jones and Miller were victims of a drive-by shooting. Well, a new book chronicles the short life and hundreds of quotes from University of Iowa's most famous football player, whose 16-foot-tall statue stands in front of the stadium named in his honor. This summer marks the 100th anniversary of Niall Kinnick's birth, and author Mark Wilson of Iowa City spent a full decade compiling the quotes from Kinnick's letters, diaries, journals, essays, and speeches.
My whole goal was to kind of preserve his legacy. There's new generations coming on every single year, new freshmen. I've met little children coming in for the first time, and dad or mom might say, well, we're here at Kinnick Stadium, and they're obviously going to ask, well, who is Kinnick?
Wilson's book is called The Way of Niall C. Kinnick, Jr., Insights, Images, and Stories of Iowa's 1939 Heisman Trophy winner. There are a total of 366 Kinnick quotes in the book, one for every day of a leap year, along with dozens of photos and stories. Wilson says Kinnick has been a personal inspiration in his own life, and he hopes the book inspires others, as he finds the quotes are still useful decades later.
They are covering about every topic you can think: government, war, poverty, race, religion, some of the things he thought about, you know, his faith, and it just education, football.
Kinnick was an honors student and a superior athlete. Wilson says the 5'8", 170-pound Adel native broke 14 Iowa records his senior year. The quotes draw both from Kinnick's time as a student and while he was in the military. Navy Ensign Kinnick died at age 24 during World War II when his fighter plane crashed during a training flight in 1943. Kinnick's grandfather was George Washington Clark, who served two terms as Iowa's governor. Many of Kinnick's family members were involved in politics, and Wilson is convinced that had Kinnick lived, he would have eventually run for president. Wilson, a first-time author, is a retired Iowa City teacher and is an ambassador for the UI Athletics Hall of Fame.
All my royalties on every book sold will go back to the 6 Niall Kinnick scholarships. There's one for leadership, 4 that are memorial scholarships, and 1 for women. It's my give back. I was an elementary teacher, didn't have a lot of money to give, but I sure can give back the royalties from this book.
The book is being printed by Ice Cube Press, based in North Liberty. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the Hawkeye Shops, and at icecubepress.com. Jay Ajayi, a goal line stand, allowed the Philadelphia Eagles to begin their Super Bowl title defense with a victory last night. Ajayi scored the winning touchdown with 2:19 left and accounted for 14 points as the Eagles pulled out an 18-12 win over the Atlanta Falcons in a rematch of last year's NFC divisional round in NFL action last night. The Chicago Cubs rallied to move another half game ahead of the Brewers and Cardinals in the National League Central last night. David Bote doubled home the tie-breaking run in the 10th inning in the Cubs' 6-4 comeback win over the Nationals in Washington. That outcome puts the Cubs 4.5 games ahead of Milwaukee, 5 in front of St. Louis. Also in the National League, San Diego beat Cincinnati 6-2. Arizona falling in 10 innings to Atlanta 7-6. In the American League, Cleveland beat Toronto 9-4. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.